Mr. Secretary, you have to know that critics are already complaining that this is just window dressing. They say once you factor in the 750,000 homeowners who would be eligible for a settlement payment, that the amount each one would get is maybe $2,000. I just want to play a short clip from a woman named Nikki Dupuy of Cape Coral, Florida, and she talked to NPR's All Things Considered yesterday, and this is what she said.
Well, it's an insult. $2,000 generally doesn't even provide enough money to get into a rental property because you have to do first and last in a security deposit.
And part of her additional argument is that it really doesn't do much for people who've already lost their homes to foreclosure. What's your answer to that?
Michelle, it's really important that we're talking about this because there's some real misunderstanding about this part of the settlement. The fact is, what you have is people who are in very different situations. There's a set of folks that were harmed by these practices who may have, for example, had some fees they were charged that they shouldn't have been, or their paperwork was lost and it delayed them getting help but didn't stop them from getting help. And in lots of those cases, the harm was a few thousand dollars. And what we've set up is almost like a class action process where anybody within a certain group who had a mortgage that was in trouble at a certain time can get this kind of help with very little processing or paperwork or anything like that, a very simple process. But if your harm was much deeper than that, if you lost your home and you shouldn't have, and the damage was $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000, you have two other ways that you can get help. One is we have set up by federal regulators a full process where you can come in, document the harm that was done to you. At the cost of the banks, you get full compensation for that. And then third, nothing in this agreement stops an individual homeowner from going into court and going after a lender, whoever it is, for the harm that was done. So you have to see those smaller payments to a broad group of people in the context of different avenues that those families have that are already available to them as part of the investigations that have been done into this, these just egregious failures on behalf of the bank.